the Metropolitan Museum of Art's Hot Pot, The Shocking Story of the Euphronius Crater. Background. The Euphronius or Sarpedon Crater is a large ceramic vessel made in Athens around 515 BC. It would have been used for mixing potent wine with water. It was made by the potter Eucetheus and decorated by an artist named Euphronius, who is considered to be a master of Greek pottery painting. On the front of the vessel, Euphronius chose to paint a little-known scene from Homer's Iliad, the death of Sarpedon, the son of Zeus and a mortal woman, who is carried away by Hypnos and Thanatos, the twin gods of sleep and death, as Hermes looks on. On the back of the pot, Euphronius painted three Athenian youths preparing for battle. Although made in Athens, pottery of this kind was often produced for the ancient Mediterranean export market. Central Italy's Etruscan civilization in particular was an avid consumer of fine pottery from Athens that reached its port via trade ships. Because of the thriving trade networks of this era, it's often difficult to determine which modern country Athenian pottery was ultimately deposited in. Context, as usual, is the key. Looting, smuggling, and sale. The fine spot in early ownership and smuggling history of the Euphronius crater have never been firmly established. However, the crater is generally believed to have been discovered in December 1971 by tomb robbers called Tombaroli in Italian, digging illegally on private land in the area of the Etruscan cemetery of Cerveteri. The Tombaroli are said to have sold the crater to the now-convicted antiquity smugglers Giacomo Medici for something in the region of $88,000. Medici, in turn, is thought to have arranged for the crater to be smuggled into Switzerland, where he sold it to another now-convicted antiquities dealer named Robert Hecht for $350,000. By this time, the crater was in a fragmented, though completely restorable state. In February 1972, Hecht alerted the Metropolitan Museum of Fine Art in New York to the existence of the crater with a letter to Dietrich von Bothmer, the Metropolitan's curator of Greek and Roman art, in the hopes that the museum would purchase the crater. In 1972, von Bothmer, along with the Met's director at the time, Thomas Hoving, visited Zurich to view the crater. In August 1972, after some haggling, the Metropolitan agreed to buy the crater from Hecht for $1 million, a record-breaking price for an antiquity. The crater arrived in the United States on 31 August 1972. When asked by the Met how the Euphronius crater came into his possession, Hecht claimed to be acting on 10% commission as agent for the crater's real owner, who he identified as Lebanese collector and dealer Dikram Serafian. Hecht supplied the Met with two documents that seemed to confirm the story. The first was a letter dated 10 July 1971, written by Serafian to Hecht, in which Serafian declared that he would deliver the vase to Hecht in expectation of a final sale price of $1 million. Second was another letter from Serafian to Hecht, dated 9 September 1972, stating that Serafian's father had obtained the crater in 1920 in London, and that because it was in fragments, it had been sent to Switzerland for restoration 3 years before the writing of the letter. On 12 November 1972, the New York Times announced that the Met had purchased the crater. However, the price and ownership history of the pot were both withheld from the newspaper article, as the Metropolitan claimed that it was maintaining secrecy in order to protect a potential source of future acquisitions. On 19 February 1973, a more critical account of the crater's history was published, heralding a series of articles that questioned the museum's claims that the pot had come from Lebanon. Instead, they suggested the crater had been excavated illegally at Cerveteri in late 1971. The names of Hecht and Serafian were leaked and the $1 million price tag was revealed. It was during this time that Hoving referred to the crater as the Hot Pot, a name that stuck. suspicions remain. The new and potentially damaging allegations that the crater was looted and smuggled caused the Metropolitan to send lawyers to visit Serafian in Lebanon. They obtained documents from Serafian confirming that he received a payment of $909,000 in Swiss francs for the crater on 25 October 1971. They also obtained testimony from a clerk who had seen the vessel in fragments with Serafian in Lebanon in the early 1960s. This evidence was made public in June 1973 and seemed to confirm that the crater was in Switzerland before the suggested December 1971 date of illegal excavation. Additionally, it served to refute allegations of looting and smuggling. Thus, by the end of 1973, the matter seemed to have been settled. Despite the rumors, the documents provided by Serafian in Lebanon seemed to indicate that the Euphronius crater was legitimately sold to the Met, that the pot wasn't hot, a slang term for stolen. In private, however, the Met's director Thomas Hoving still harbored doubts. This was largely because, in various statements, Serafian had referred to the crater as being incomplete, and that what he sold to Hecht was a hat box of fragments. The crater bought by the Met, however, was complete, and was considered by Hoving to be too large, even in fragments, to have fit into a hat box. Hoving resigned from the Metropolitan in 1977, but by 1993 he had come to believe that there were in fact two ancient, different craters painted by Euphronius on the market, one that had been looted in Italy in 1971, smuggled, and subsequently acquired by the Metropolitan, and a second, less well-preserved one that had been in the possession of Serafian, as claimed in the documents. In order to sell the hot pot to the Met, Hecht had simply taken the documentation from Serafian's fragmentary crater and attached it to the illegally excavated and better-preserved Euphronius crater. At this point, Serafian could not be questioned, as he had died in a car crash long before. Police raids and seized evidence. Matters rested there until the Italian police investigations Giacomo Medici and Robert Hecht gained momentum throughout the 1990s and early 2000s. Two photographs were discovered during a police raid of Medici's Geneva antiquity storerooms, one showing Medici standing next to the Euphronius crater on display in the Metropolitan, the second showing Hecht in a similar pose. On 16 February 2001, the Carabinieri raided Hecht's apartment in Paris, where they recovered a handwritten memoir by Hecht on the antiquities trade. The memoir contains two conflicting accounts of the histories of the Euphronius crater. In the first, Hecht admits that he bought the crater from Medici, and that it had been illegally excavated in Italy in 1971. In the second, however, he reiterates that the crater bought by the Met came from Serafian and was legal. The return of the Euphronius crater. On 3 February 2006, the Metropolitan reached an agreement with Italy about the return of 20 looted antiquities. Among them was the Euphronius crater. Although the evidence for the crater's illegal excavation and smuggling was still largely circumstantial, the Met's director at the time admitted that it was highly probable that the vessel had been stolen from an Etruscan tomb. The crater arrived back in Italy on 18 January 2008, where it was put on display with other objects, other return objects in an exhibition called Nostoi. It is now on view in the permanent collection of the Villa Giulia in Rome.